anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and I know that firsthand because I've got three of them. And not treats, but I do have three cats. Rescues. And they love Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack that I can get my cats to do almost anything. And you can find the treats at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with us Talkin' Pets to give you a 10% discount if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. If you want to get supplement treats for your dogs, they have all kinds, so check it out at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, you're listening on your favorite radio station, but you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, on your smartphone at #250, also at Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and at TalkinPets.com. Click on Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
Chihuahua.
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 Oh, Chihuahua.
I'm walking in the street and the moon shines bright. A little melody keeps spinning on my mind tonight. I gotcha. It's a song about Chihuahua. Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Chihuahua.
It's fun. And a life without sorrow feels young. When you think about tomorrow, say yo. When you're about to freak out, just go in and shout it out loud. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy.
Chihuahua.
What can make you move?
Chihuahua.
Can you feel the groove?
Chihuahua.
What can make you dance?
Chihuahua.
Oh, Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
What can make you sing?
Chihuahua.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. Whether you got a Chihuahua, a Chihuahua, or whatever kind of a breed you have, cat, dog, or anything, give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we are open to your calls and questions. So, Chihuahua. A lot of people like Chihuahuas. Are you a Chihuahua fan?
Not of training them, because it's very, they're very individualistic, and they tend to, they're very stuck to the parents that they have, and they don't want somebody else telling them what to do or teaching them something else to do. But as a breed, I think they're darling. A little bit too small for me, because, you know, I tend to break things, so I wouldn't want to trip over it. I have to have a large dog. But I think they're darling.
But I like the long-haired Chihuahuas. Yeah. I think they're adorable.
My husband's grandparents have two Chihuahuas, Russ and Rosie. And Rosie is super cute. She's a fat little, like, apple-head Chihuahua, so she's so cute. And Russ is a nasty little Chihuahua. I can't stand him. They've had him for, like, 6 years. And I live right next door to my husband's grandparents. And I'm there every weekend. I'm there multiple times a week. And this dog hates me. and tries to bite my ankles every time I'm there. He can't stand me. He's so unfriendly. And he looks all scraggly. And I always am like, get away from me. The other one is so cute. And she looks like a little fat loaf of bread. Him, no.
It's amazing, though, how a Chihuahua can actually have the temperament of a Rottweiler.
Well, the traditional Mexican Esmahound Chihuahua, Chihuahua, as they say, can be upwards of like 28, 30 pounds, and they were bred to be guardians to guard the homes.
Little fatties. Now if you get a 30-pound Chihuahua, that thing is just a massive fat thing.
And the ones I normally see are like, I don't know, what, small. 8, 10 pounds?
Yeah, they're teeny, tiny. They're really small now.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Chihuahuas, I mean, I kind of like them, but...
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
They think they are. They really think that they're born for greatness. I mean, every Chihuahua that I met, I mean, and the weird part is they shake. And you think that they're afraid of you when they're shaking, but then all of a sudden you go to pet them or whatever, or approach them, and it's like...
And they're alerted. They're a loaded cannon, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. But, you know, but a lot of people have them because they are like...
Little pocket
pets. Yeah, pocket pet. Yeah. I mean, you can put them in your pocket, you can put them in your purse, you can put them in your travel bag, you can put them anywhere.
They're pocket hand grenades, and they go off at any moment.
Exactly, that's true. That's very, very true. Even the strange guy in the corner liked that one. But so yeah, I mean, you got to be like very wary on what kind of a breed you get.
Yeah.
And do you find that Chihuahuas get along with other dogs? Because sometimes they can, like she's saying, they can have a temperament. I find that in Boston's as well.
If they're raised together, yeah, maybe. But if you try and introduce a Great Dane to a Chihuahua, the Chihuahua's going to probably take over, and it's going to
That there was a pregnancy of a Great Dane and a Chihuahua.
Yes.
I just want to see that happen.
I just can't
imagine. I mean, a Great Dane is huge.
He was definitely slipping something in there while she was sleeping.
Oh, something. Lucky the whole thing didn't fall in.
Which one was the man? Which one was the girl?
I don't know, but I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine a Chihuahua having Great Dane puppies?
Okay, first of all, I'm telling you that it was a female Great Dane and a male Chihuahua. There's no way the other way is going to work.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Not going to work. No, mm-mm. It wouldn't. No,
C-section
it was some,
right away.
It was
I'm
some
next
randy,
in line.
Little, randy little Chihuahua. Just taking, you know, he had taken control of the situation. It was not the other way.
I've seen Legally Blonde, and her Chihuahua gets it on with a Rottweiler, so I could see it happening. They like each other, but Bruiser,
because they
Bruiser, and whatever. I don't know what the dog at the end's name is, but he likes him.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen Chihuahuas go after big dogs, and it's like. Kind of comical because all that dog has to do is open its mouth and Chihuahua disappears.
Depends on the dog.
That's the Napoleon complex.
It really is. Yep. I mean, they got very strong behaviors. But they're cute dogs and they're... I mean, I will say, I like Pomeranians. I think they're absolutely adorable.
Oh my gosh, those
dogs.
Are so cute.
But my neighbor's got one behind me in his house next door over the fence and... It doesn't stop barking when it's out in the yard.
Danny's grandma had Pomeranians before she got this. My husband's grandma had Pomeranians before she got the Chihuahuas. And when we were in high school, she got one named Bella. And it was like your typical blonde, like cream-colored one. And she was so cute because she was a puppy. And oh my gosh, I wanted to steal her so bad. She was probably the cutest dog I've ever seen. It was just a little fluff ball, little pom-pom.
Well,
it was so cute.
They do those little haircuts on Pomeranians now that make them look like a doll.
Well, like a little line. Oh, yeah, where they're like poofy.
It's adorable, but you kind of wonder sometimes how the dog feels about their haircut.
And then
they really
turn into gremlins.
Yeah, you know, it's like, do poodles really like those puffy balls on them? And I'm talking about on their legs.
I've seen Oliver and Company. That one liked it. She liked the way that she looked.
They don't know the difference. They just like the attention they're getting.
And that's probably it. The haircut doesn't matter. It's like how much mommy or daddy loves the haircut that I have.
And how many and the people who are touching them and caressing them and telling them that they're wonderful all day long. It's like, you know, of course, they don't know any difference, but it's the attention they're getting.
I don't know. I've seen some poodles say, get away from my cotton balls. Don't touch them. you know, we've experienced that at Westminster. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A single drawing from a 94-year-old scientific paper has revived interest in one of the more roundabout ways a spider preps its dinner. First, swathe a fruit fly or other tidbit of prey in silk, then throw up toxins on it. I was like, what are you talking about, said evolutionary biologist Zancoli of the University of Lucerne in Switzerland, as she remembers the moment she read this detail when reviewing another lab's scientific paper for possible publication. Tracing back the references, she eventually ended up with a drawing from 1931 paper. That was the only evidence that they had. Yet, the predation by silk and toxic barf turns out to be exactly how a spider called a feather-legged lace weaver kills its meals. To find spiders to study, she and colleagues scoured plant shops and landscaping nurseries, where the lace weaver spiders hunt dinner. You would probably not even notice them, she says. With very delicate bodies, they often fold their front pairs of legs forward, easily mistaken for a piece of dry leaf. A bite of prey gets wrapped in silk, sometimes hundreds of meters, swathing one catch. The vast majority of spider species subdue their dinner by injecting venom from the fangs, though with some toxic twists. But cross-sections of the spider's heads revealed rounded blobs of muscle where venom glands should be, perhaps a powerful their kill style. Zancoli and colleagues also confirmed that the spider fangs have no ducts for injecting anything. Instead, researchers found signs of gut tissue of genes producing ample potent toxins. Biologists reserved the term venom for an injected poison, but the spiders upchucked toxins, particularly from the midgut, proved as deadly as the venom of a common house spider. Injections of the stuff killed fruit flies. But the spiders take no chances when it comes to dosing. They don't just drool a bit on their silk for prepping a meal, Zincoli says. They slather the silk wrapped dinner liberally. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches the thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, buddy, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Here, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. I love Spider-Man movies. I think they're like one of the best that are out there. So
one of my favorite. I love Spider-Man.
Big time. I know why you like him. But big time.
What?
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can figure out what animal this is, we have a gift for you. You can go with, if you're cat people like me, you can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you could go with Purr Sticks. You can also go, if you're a dog person, with Good Pets Foods. It's a triple play of Daily Probiotic. Also, you'll get the multivitamin and the hip and joint. And these are treat supplements for your dogs from Good Pets Foods. You can go with a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles, all different kind of reptiles. We have the pendant of it's two giraffes with making love, basically. No, it's not a bad thing. It's like their necks are twisted together. And so then we also have the keychain from Silly Beads by Kayla. And this is for a dog mom, if you want the keychain. And we have a dog book and a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, which are really cool books, if you can identify this creature. All I know is if I was married to that creature, I would be asking for a divorce. Could you imagine listening to that all day?
I love him. He's one of my favorite animals.
What creature makes that sound? They seem to be popular in roadkill days. So what creature is it? Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, we will send you out a prize of your choice. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When a dog snaps or bares his teeth and makes a biting motion, this is intentionally an almost bite. The dog does not intend to put his teeth on the object, like your arm, your leg, or maybe your neck, of his aggression, nor does that dog do so. So when a dog does that, it is called air biting. Do you see a lot of that in training, Jilly?
Yes. My son, Xerxes, my 150-pound German Rottweiler, has this affliction. That's why I do not let him be around small children. He's playing, but it's just too much. It's been something that I've not been able to break him of. And being a trainer, you know how hard I am on him. But soft. Sometimes it can be broken. Sometimes it can just be subdued. But it's more of a playful thing. They just don't understand their strength.
Yeah, and like air biting is almost like, for the most part, a
yes.
sign. Like you're kind of ticking me off, but I'm not going to bite you, but I'm kind of letting you know that cut it out.
It can be a warning sign of protection. If they're trying to protect you and they're doing this towards a stranger, then I'm saying, yeah, that's definitely going to be a bite. But during play, they can do that too, which is a little bit more aggressive than mouthing. Mouthing is where they're like just fake biting you and just like chewing on you like a baby would suckle on its mother. Those are easier ones to dismiss. But when you have a large dog with, you know, a very defensive bite, you have to be very careful if this continues to go on an ongoing basis.
So a second degree bite is considered contact with the skin, but there's no puncturing going on.
Correct.
And
yes.
that's a major warning right there. And a third degree
yes.
bite would be a puncture of the skin, but not too deep. So another type of warning, but they've already punctured the skin, so that's pretty bad. And fourth degree is a bite and higher.
And they take away a piece of your body, basically.
Yeah, exactly. think shark attack. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. What creature is this? My cat's listening to it. She's like, she can't figure it out. But again, you do see them on the side of the roads many times. What is it?
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out VitaCraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, an Outer Banks wild horse was struck and killed by a suspected drunk driver just after midnight on June 14, 2025. According to the Currituck County Sheriff's Office, the 5-year-old stallion, Alexander, died on impact after being hit by a Chevy Tahoe. According to the authorities, the vehicle was driven by a 26-year-old Sharon Seamster, who was charged with DWI and given a $2,500 secured bond. The Corolla Wild Horse Fund commented on the tremendous loss Alexander's death brings, writing, "What we can say for sure right now is that this is a tremendous loss for the herd and for those of us who are close to these horses and work so hard to protect them. Alex was a very special young horse, and a lot of effort went into keeping him wild and free. He survived the first couple years of his life despite some extraordinary challenges, grew up into a beautiful young stallion, and had a bright future ahead of him. He was the last of his mother's offspring, and we had high hopes that he would carry on the family line. Alex's genetics can never be replaced, and it is a critically endangered population that is a devastating blow. Experts urge care and caution for people who drive in the area where the wild horses roam. Please let this tragedy serve as a reminder to be extremely cautious when driving on the 4x4. Be aware of your surroundings and drive slowly and carefully, especially at night." And that goes for all animals on the road. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Just a kid, one night out with friends, laughed away the warnings, said it wouldn't end. But now there's shattered glass, red lights in the dark. His mother's waiting by the phone, her hope torn apart. Don't get behind the wheel when the world starts to spin. There's nothing worth the risk, no prize there to win. It's a choice you make, and the pain you can't undo. A lifetime gone forever because of what you choose.
Michigan wildlife experts finally were able to trap a black bear and remove a large lid that was stuck around his neck for 2 years. Oh my goodness. It's pretty incredible that the bear survived and was able to feed itself, state bear specialist Cody Norton said. The neck was scarred and missing hair, but the bear was in much better condition than we expected it to be. The bear first turned up on a trail camera as a cub in 2023 in the northern Lower Peninsula. After that, the Department of Natural Resources was on the lookout for the elusive animal with a hard plastic lid around the neck. The bear appeared again on a camera in late May, still wearing the barrel lid, and the DNR responded by setting a cylindrical trap, safely luring him inside. The bear was anesthetized, and the lid was cut off on June 3rd. He eventually woke up and rambled away. Norton said it's not precisely known how the lid got stuck on the bear's neck. Bear baiting is legal in Michigan, but the hole on the barrel lid typically must be large enough to avoid what happened to this bear. It also isn't known how the 110-pound bear slept through the winters wearing the uncomfortable accessory. We were pleasantly surprised it was able to make a living like a pretty typical bear, Norton said. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
We were out having our jamboree in a little clearing in the dogwood trees, eating biscuits and black-eyed peas, piping hot and steaming. Black bear mama came out of her den. She left the little ones 8, 9, 10, saying, don't you worry, I'll come back again. We'll have supper this evening. She eats honey from a honeybee. She eats it on biscuits, but she don't eat me. Black bear mama going round the woods, looking for something that'll taste so good. Black bear mama playing Robin Hood. Children.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. The animal sound is still out there. We want to know if you know what this is. So if you... That can drive you crazy after a while. So that creature, name that creature, you could pick out a prize. They usually have, when they have a litter... It's almost always a litter of four babies. Basically, they like to eat bugs and grubs. That's pretty much on their menu. And they have been known to carry leprosy. So, maybe that's why they're hit by the cars all the time. But what creature is it? Let us know. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call. And they kind of come with their own armor. There's a big hint. 818-818-6401. What creature is it? Their height is about 5.9 to 9.8 inches. And there are giant size at 42 to 73 pounds. Wow. Hit that with a car. There was the car. So, what creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, there's a lot of different reasons for dog bites, and sometimes because people can be very annoying to the dogs, or sometimes because people just don't train their dogs not to bite. Another reason is people don't ask, can I pet your dog, before they actually reach out to pet the dog, not even knowing what the dog is all about.
Yeah. Always
or they
ask. Pick,
or they'll ask, and then you tell them no, and they go, "Eh, no, dogs love me."
Yep, and then they get bit. But dominance issues are the most frequent reasons. The dog thought basically that he was in a challenge, so always got to watch out for dominance. Another reason a dog can get overexcited during play, like a person winds up getting stitches because of that. So You've got to know, right, Jillie, when it's like a little bit too much playtime. I know that with my cats because they get irritated with me. If I start to play with them too hard or too long, they just basically walk away from me. It's like, you're done?
Well, and you have to accept that in your mind that you have to let them make that decision. The animal's making that. It's telling you it's done. And that's a lot. So many people are just not educated in animals, or you know, they've never been around them, and that's how it's like someone going to a zoo and jumping into an alligator enclosure. You know, why would you do that?
Having a dog these days is like a potential lawsuit.
It is totally.
So you've got to be very careful. And in some cities, some states, more so cities, they have kind of abolished certain breeds of dogs because of the fact that they're afraid of people getting bitten.
And when I either adopt a grown animal or I raise one from a puppy, if there's even just the slightest worry that something could happen, the dog is never off leash. Because when the dog is on lead, I control the animal. Because as a trainer, that's what you do, is you control the animal. And people need to learn that. When your dog is on a lead, you're in control of the animal. That's how you train it. So I deal with that a lot with Xerxes now, my German Rottweiler, you know, and he's going to be 9 soon. And he's not docile at all. He acts like he's 2. But when I'm out and about, if I'm not on my property and on my trails, he is never off lead. That way I have control. And you have to teach your dog, you know, different commands, different hand signals, always, you know, be prepared how to get their attention, whether it's a hand clap or a specific noise or a treat, where you get control of their sight line, and then they pull that in, and then they're looking at you. And once they're looking at you, you have control of the dog. And you know, I think a lot of people make mistakes like that. And then it's unfortunate because, yes, you can be sued, and it's horrible.
Also, too, a defensive dog, a fearful dog, is potentially a biting dog. And yes, even a timid dog that has no way of maybe escaping or getting out of your zone could potentially bite as well. We're going to go out real quick to San Diego, and we're going to talk with Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing great. Wow, how surprised I was to hear you ask.
Yeah, well, you actually are going to take a shot at what that creature is. And I think, are you in a car
now? Come on, Lisa.
Oh,
come
can
on.
Can you hear the air conditioning?
I can. So this is the creature. What creature do you think that is?
Armadillo.
Congratulations. Woo-hoo! Have
you
ever hit one?
Beg your pardon?
Have you ever hit one?
Oh my gosh.
Have I ever hit one? No, I've tried not to.
Yeah, no, you always see them on the side of the road, and it's, you know, sometimes like a possum, sometimes they'll play dead, but sometimes they are dead. But
but I've seen them waddle across. Yeah, it's kind of, you have to slow down.
It's like a little soldier. He's got his little armor on and everything. I think they're kind of cool looking creatures. I don't like their sound. I mean, that would get to me after a while. But so, are you a cat mommy or are you a dog mommy or where do you fall?
None of those things. I was listening because you were talking about puppies, dogs, and parvo.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that was picking up again, but I think you're giving excellent public service by discussing that. And the other thing I wanted to say was Johnny Down. Anybody remember Johnny Down?
Johnny Down.
Look that one up. He was big in radio in San Diego a very long time ago, and one of the things he promoted, I don't know if I can say this, you might have to edit this, the San Diego...
Well, you're live, so if it's anything nasty, don't say it.
No. Did you hear me say San Diego Zoo?
I'm
going to plug them. They have great education, too. And
I've been there at San Diego Zoo. Joan Embry's was a friend of mine. You know, we've done some shows together there in the past and all. And, I love the San Diego Zoo. They do a good job there.
Excellent. Well, that was fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you want me to send you a dog book or a cat book? I have a keychain. I've got a giraffe pendant. It's like a pin that you can put on your lapel or whatever.
I'm going to suggest you donate it to the next caller.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
We love people who
that.
Yay.
Thank you for that. Uh-huh. Good day.
Well, thanks, Lisa. And keep the hands on the wheel and watch out for those armadillos. That's Lisa out there in San Diego, and she's paying it forward. So the next call that comes in and you get through and whatever line she picks up on, Sydney will pick up a line, and that could be a winner, and you could tell her what you want. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Thanks to Lisa out there in San Diego, and we'll be right back.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
www.thegamesbegin.com.
Out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, early last Saturday morning, Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were fatally shot by a man impersonating a police officer. The authorities have identified 57-year-old Vance Bolter as the suspect believed to be responsible for the assassination. On Monday, Helping Paws Incorporated, a Minnesota nonprofit organization, announced the death of the Bolter's dog, Gilbert, who sustained fatal injuries in the shooting. The group said, "It is with heavy hearts that we share the tragic news of Gilbert's passing. We can confirm that he did not survive the attack at the Hortman family's home early Saturday morning. This is a profound loss for the entire Helping Paws community. We are mourning the loss of two dedicated volunteers and one of our beloved dogs who once trained in our program." In a prior social media post, the organization said that Melissa Hortman, the former Speaker of the House, was also a beloved foster home trainer, writing, "Melissa served her community in more ways than one. She was a Helping Paws foster home trainer, a neighbor, and a friend. The Hortman family raised and trained Minnie, who is now a working service dog partnered with a veteran. They also helped raise and train Gilbert, a service dog in training, who was eventually career changed and became a cherished member of their family. Vance Bolter was apprehended on Sunday night after a massive manhunt. In court, Bolter said he could not afford an attorney and requested a public defender. Bolter is also accused of shooting State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. Both survived and are expected to recover. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
There's just too little love. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillsides enough to climb. Enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love.
And that's a true fact. Once again, you're listening to Talkin'
so
Pets.
True.
I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
You know, and that is one thing that we need in this world for sure, is love.
Oh my goodness.
And less hate. There's a lot of it out there right now, and it need not be. Maybe we can learn a lot from the animals in our world, including our pets. They don't judge us by what we look like, what religion we are, what orientation we are, what color we are. It doesn't matter to an animal. Just as long as you're a good person.
Yep.
And
they only
they
just want us to treat them
of.
Treat them beautifully, and they treat us beautifully back.
Yep, 100%. So, I didn't hear in any of the news stories about Gilbert being killed
I
as
did.
Well.
Yeah,
so,
I did. Yeah.
You know, it was good that that it was put out though, and then also that Melissa and all were big in the animal world, so. Animal people are good people for the most part. Some go a little bit off the wall. We know that because we've been doing the show a long time.
We've encountered a lot, haven't we, JP?
Yes, we have. But overall, it's a good thing. And by the way, Lisa called and she did guess the armadillo. And I don't think she paid it forward. So if somebody wants to call right now, you don't even have to come on the air. Just talk with Sydney and tell her what you want. If you got cats, I recommend the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. And if you've got dogs, we got the Good Pets Foods, the vitamin, or they're actually supplement treats for your dogs. So you can go with those or any of the other things that I mentioned. But call right now, 818-818-6401. You don't even have to come on air. Pick something that you haven't won in the last 90 days. But call Sydney at 818-818-6401. And she will proclaim you a winner. Compliments from Lisa in San Diego that paid it forward. You know, a couple things, too, is that, you know, when we were talking about reasons why dogs might reach out in a bad way, and the same thing with cats as well, although cats tend to hide it a lot more than dogs do, if they're in pain or if they're suffering from an illness, you got to be very careful on how you approach your dog or your cat or whatever kind of animal that you have, because sometimes they could hide it. And you know what? Just like people, animals have bad days too.
Yep.
So take that into effort every time. If you know, if your dog or your cat is going through a different type of personality, but if you keep a close eye on the habits of your animals, you'll keep a close eye on the health of your animals as well.
Exactly. That's, I mean, watching your animal is all part of learning and knowing them. It's all part of animal behaviorism. And I think it's very healthy for you to spend quiet time with your animal and just observing them. I think 100%. It's very educational for people to start doing that. I mean, and when we're talking small, like a dog or a cat bite or scratch or something, you got to remember if you own big animals too, like horses or goats or donkeys, you can get a good swift kick too. So you should really, you know, pay attention to their mannerisms and what they're doing and understand them, just like they're trying to understand you, because we don't speak the same language. We try, but you have to give and take.
If animals had a voice, the world would definitely be a different place. No doubt about that.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
I want to say thanks to everybody for listening and tuning into the show today, and happy summer. Hopefully, it's not going to be one where we all burn on the pavement, because it seems to be going that way already.
Come visit me in the mountains, JP. You'll love it.
Yeah, probably need to. Hey, also to spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are looking to adopt a pet, please, please, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Love you all.
Bye. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.